Life Audio.
A Prayer for an Eternal Perspective While You Grieve by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Philippians 1:21. What are you grieving today? Christians, we're not ones who grieve without hope, because our hope is set in eternity. I can say that because I believe what the Bible says about this amazing hope. I also believe it because of my own painful losses and tragedies that I've experienced throughout my life. We can always believe for a miracle, yes, absolutely. But at what point do we trust completely in God's sovereignty in the outcome? What happens to our faith if we don't see the miracle in this life? Are our eyes fixated on what's temporary or what's eternal? Because of the cross, we don't have to taste death. Our spirit lives on and we live forever in eternity. It's the cross that accomplished the forgiveness of sin and made a way for us to have peace with the Father, which is the core of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Believing this gospel sets our hope toward the life that is to come. Another honest question is, why so much focus on this life? Why is it better here on earth, a legacy to live? When we die in Christ, we live forever. Yes, there's pain. Yes, there's great sorrow and many questions as to why now, Lord? My husband and I have lost loved ones when we felt it was way too soon. My father was brutally murdered when he was barely 50. And my brother-in-law died in a tragic drowning accident at 25. We've also experienced the pain of miscarriage early in our marriage. We had a lot of whys, just because we're human, and humans have a very difficult time processing death. But the Bible is very clear about the glorious hope we have that awaits us as believers in Christ. The truth of God's word is what gives us great peace in the midst of our pain. Our faith is forever set on our sovereign Lord, knowing the cross has the final word in the end. The Apostle Paul admonishes us with this: for to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Philippians 1:21. Death doesn't have the victory, because in Christ, we're given eternity with Him. Death doesn't lose its sting on our human hearts, but our spirits should be so full of joy at the thought of being in the presence of Jesus where there is no more suffering. What great gain! Do you need help fixing your gaze on eternity? Let's pray to receive God's help to change our focus to be set on eternity. Father, my heart is heavy from all the confusion and darkness and tragedy that seem to surround us every single day and only seems to be growing worse as time goes on. Help remind my heart that this place isn't my home, but heaven is where I belong. Although I do know you have numbered my days, help me to not take any day for granted. You have a plan for me to fulfill on this earth, and that's to tell everyone that comes across my path about the glorious gospel. When my eyes tend to become too fixated on the temporal, help me shift my focus on what lasts, what you've promised us about eternity with you. Spiritual health supersedes our physical needs, and I trust that you will use my trials and loss to remind me where I find my true hope, in Christ alone. I await your return, or when you call me home, with great expectancy. But I'll continue to give you all the glory in all that I say and do until my last breath. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.